USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Twitter is trying to block Elon Musk from buying the company. The so-called poison pill plan allows shareholders to buy additional shares at a steep discount in order to prevent anyone from gaining a majority stake in the social media platform. The move is a way to dilute Musk's stake in Twitter and prevent a hostile takeover. Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck is all in favor of Musk buying Twitter, as he believes it will improve free speech in big tech.
The real challenge, though, is to make sure that we have a competition across the board, Facebook, Google, Apple, Amazon, as well as Twitter.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the United States and NATO allies are ready to impose more sanctions on Russia while providing more security assistance to Ukraine. USA Radio News.
New message.
Hey, man, it's Devin. You know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.